You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit SixthSense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
This is Elizabeth Wharton, and I am an attorney by training and currently chief of staff at Scythe, an internet startup company. I've always enjoyed solving problems, Nancy Drew being some of my favorite books growing up. Early on, I thought I was going to be kind of the white knight, say, you know, district attorney fighting crime. And I realized very quickly after years of high school mock trial competitions that at the end of the day, I did not enjoy litigation. So while I knew I had found my home in the policy legal world, it took me a little while to come upon the technology side. So spent a few years on the Hill, looked around the room and said, what's next? And saw that everyone who was at that level I thought I wanted to be, they all had a law degree. From there, I went to law school, passed the bar, and of course, answered the siren's call of big law firm, big money, big projects, and worked in finance, business, and real estate for about the first 6 years. As I started doing that, more and more friends being in the Atlanta area were involved in different technology projects, research, and they start asking you questions and, you know, hey, if we're doing this, if we're researching this, is this legal? And from there, it just snowballed. And next thing I know, as the John Wick and the John Wick movies would say, are you back, John? And eventually he's like, yeah, I guess I am. So it's, you know, are you a technology attorney? Well, yeah, I guess I am. From there, I've had the good fortune to take that years of advising businesses from the outside looking in and helping companies shape their strategy from the legal perspective, that I've been able to grow that and now can help companies shape their strategy from the inside looking out. So that's been a lot of fun. It really helps building in if you have thought five moves ahead as you're doing something, that when surprises come up later, it's a lot of fun when I get to be able to say, oh, no, we built that, we baked that into the contract ahead of time. Or, yeah, I anticipated. I mean, one of the best examples is you look at, for example, if I'm working with security researchers and we've got a product that we want to use that says, oh, you can't reverse engineer this software. But if I know going in that, well, that's exactly what we're going to do, but not from a malicious standpoint. Instead, we want to make sure it meets our needs. So knowing how to then go back to the other company and say, hey, going to be honest, engineering team's going to reverse this, but we're doing it to protect ourselves. So basically, think of it as we're going to be doing free quality assurance testing. And suddenly folks love you because they're like, wait, you're going to pay us money to use our product and give us effective feedback on how to make it better. Yeah, let's do that. Ask those questions. Find what brings you joy, what piques your interest, what sparks your imagination. Look around, see who's doing even just a piece of that or a part of that, and ask them, hey, what about this drove you there? Or what should I do? What can I learn? And just absorb that information. Every step of the way, I have had someone willing to give their time, their expertise, and really just mentoring doesn't quite sum it all up. I mean, supporting, cheering me on. And I'd like to think that I can just help someone else, because you know the adage that a rising tide lifts all ships. We didn't get to where we are without the help of others, and so I'd just like to add strong shoulders for someone else to stand on and help reach their heights.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the dark net, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.